KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska. We'll be right back.
your melon peaches. Baby, I wonder what made you smile. Take the hair, hold here with me, I want her to be my sweet thing. I want her to be my sweet thing. I finally talked, but she said, I'm feeling you too. But you got a woman, I got a man. Not the right thing to do, I want her to be my sweet thing. I want her to be my sweet thing. Sweet thing. And I said, I respect what you said. Then she gave my back kiss on my lips and started rubbing on my head. Now what would it be? My sweet thing. I what would it be? My sweet thing. I know she got a man and I got a woman. And I know we wrong. But I suffer the consequences. Whether they come along, I want her to be my sweet thing. I want her to be my sweet thing. My sweet thing. I want her to be my sweet thing. My sweet thing. My sweet thing. Hope you like it. Please tell me, baby. Tell me, baby. cause I don't know what I did wrong. But I want you home. I want you home. Pray for me, baby. Pray for me. Pray for me, baby. Say a prayer for me. Or if you don't come back, it's the death of me. It's the death of me.
More from Cedric Burnside at the Mighty Mississippi Music Fest, live on Beale Street Caravan.
Whoa, meet me, baby, can I be your hopping frog? Drink muddy water, sleep in a hollow log. Oh, meet me, baby, can I be your hopping frog? Well, shaggy hound, take them 22 dogs to run beside Maybell down. Oh, me Maybell, gotta be your hopping dog. See that moonlight shining through them trees. Two sides of meeting and one not 15. Gotta be your hopping song. See that moonlight shining through them trees. Look at that woman with the dress up above her knees. Oh, me baby, gotta be your hopping song. Miss Maybell must wanna speak to me. y'all so much. But I had to be too, I swear. I don't just sing about the blues, but I had to be too. Got so much blues in my life, I did the same time to you. But a far too much ago, the car didn't run me too long. Bought a car 2 months ago. The car didn't run me too long. Left me stranded on the side of the road. I had to hitchhike home. That's messed up, y'all. Yeah. I don't just sing about the blues, but I had to be too. I swear, I don't just sing about the blues, but I had to be too. Got so much blues in my life, I did the same song to you. Woke up in the morning, didn't have a dime in my pocket to spend. Woke up in the morning, didn't have a dime in my pocket to spend. Third job in 1 month, called me for them fired again. That messed up, y'all. I don't just sing about the blues, but I had to be too. I don't just sing about the blues, but I had to be too. Got so much blues in my life, I get the same sound to you. So no. Some people say they read about the blues, been read about it for a while. Some people say they read about the blues, been read about it for a while. Well, I don't have to read about the blues, been living as I was a child. And that's my doggone show. I don't just sing about the blues, but I had to be too. I don't just sing about the blues, but I had to be too. I swear, got so much blues in my life, I had to sing some to you. One more time. Got so much blues in my life, I get the same sound to you.
That was Cedric Burnside at the Mighty Mississippi Music Festival in Greenville, Mississippi, live on Beale Street Caravan.
We'll be back with more music from Cedric in just a few minutes.
But first, we're going to turn it over to Beale Street Caravan contributor Preston Lauterbach as he explores the fascinating subjects of his book, The Chitlin' Circuit, The Road to Rock and Roll.
I'm Preston Lauterbach, author of The Chitlin' Circuit and The Road to Rock and Roll. Welcome to the first installment of a 10-part series on The Chitlin' Circuit and The Road to Rock and Roll. Along the way, you will hear plenty of blues as black pop transforms from 30s swing to 50s rock, but the story is about more than music. You will meet the kingpins and queenpins during this time, gamblers, bootleggers, pimps, and madams that financed the music we love and developed artists like Louis Jordan, B.B. King, Little Richard, and James Brown. First, the Chitlin Circuit pioneer who was all but forgotten despite his monumental life and spectacular death, Walter Barnes. Walter Barnes was born in Vicksburg, Mississippi in 1905, but had migrated to Chicago with his family by the end of World War I. There he got music, studying clarinet and saxophone, and joining Jelly Roll Morton's band by the mid-20s. Black swing music was nurtured in mobster-run nightclubs during this era of Prohibition, and Walter Barnes became a band leader and found a powerful patron in Al Capone. Barnes led the house band at Capone's Cotton Club outside Chicago. One day, the boss sent Barnes to a radio station to ask about a live broadcast from the club. "We don't air colored," the manager told Barnes. Then Capone went with Barnes to follow up, and when the manager told Capone, "We don't air colored," Capone replied, "You do now." In 1930, Barnes and his Royal Creoleans became the first black band to broadcast over the radio in Chicagoland. All good things must end, and when the feds took down Capone in February of 1931, Walter Barnes and his band had to find a new gig. But Barnes was nothing if not resourceful. He took a job as an entertainment columnist with the Chicago Defender, reporting on local big band happenings, and he never failed to include his own. The Chicago Defender circulated not only in Chicago, but everywhere African Americans lived at this time. And through his media presence, Walter Barnes was becoming nationally known, at least black nationally known. In search of new opportunities for his band, he took the bold step of touring the South in 1932, where the Chicago Defender had made his name. Barnes exploited his Defender platform brilliantly. He knew that Southern readers had few other connections to the outside world and never failed to write about his brushes with Duke Ellington, Count Basie, or any other musical celebrity he could exaggerate a connection with in order to inflate his stature in the eyes of small-town folk. As a Southerner, he understood the Black South's thirst for big-time entertainment. He followed the Chicago Defender's back-channel circulation down South and there spotlighted his glamour, riding around in a gold Nash sedan. On stage, he wore white tails, just like Duke Ellington, and outfitted his 15-piece orchestra in black tuxedos. While he was a superb self-promoter, his work down South benefited the entire black music business. Traveling and performing from Muskogee, Oklahoma to Miami, Barnes noticed a pattern. Every town he played had a black main street. The people there called it the Stroll. Barnes sent dispatches from every stroll he hit back to the Defender. So if you were a black band leader trying to figure out how to safely navigate a hostile territory, Barnes became your guide. He wrote about where blacks could sleep, eat, get a haircut, and buy the latest togs across the South. He flattered the dirt road hustlers who held dances down there, referring to these underworld entrepreneurs as capitalists or financiers. Their dirt floor joints, in Barnes speak, were ballrooms. So all of this information opened a new frontier for black bands who suddenly knew where and how to tour for their people. In December 1936, Barnes wrote, "We are now driving down Desyard Street, the Stroll in Monroe, Louisiana. The Red Goose Barber Shop is where all the boys have their grooming done. Lovely Brown's Beauty Parlor is where all the ladies get their fancy waves for the dances. And the Frog Pond Ballroom is the most beautiful and spacious dance palace here." After publishing this information, Barnes and his crew began crossing paths with their big band competition. Earl Hines, Lucky Millinder, and Chick Webb. Barnes was always quick with a jab in print. After playing his hometown of Vicksburg in 1936, a week after Hines, Barnes wrote, "They say the admission was a little high, Earl." Barnes and band stayed at a brothel on Ferris Street in Jackson, Mississippi, thanks to a friend and fellow musician named Little Brother Montgomery, who was dating the madam. The spring of 1940 found Walter Barnes and his band finishing their annual Southern tour when they received a request for one extra date, April 23rd in Natchez, Mississippi, just up the road from Barnes' birthplace in Vicksburg. At 11 o'clock that night, Barnes told the band to strike up Clarinet Lullaby. The Rhythm Club was packed with 700 dancers. The organizers had decorated the club with dried Spanish moss. They had also nailed windows and doors shut to keep unpaid guests out, leaving only one exit at the front. From the bandstand, Barnes saw flames race up the wall, following the Spanish moss through the rafters. He didn't move. From the stage, he yelled, "You can all get out if you keep calm!" He directed the band to play Marie, a lilting Irving Berlin tune. But the flames scampered across the ceiling, and chaos erupted. The people ran for the door, plugging it shut with their bodies. They trampled each other. Barnes stood still, exhorting his band through the thick smoke to play, play. People hurled chairs and tables to smash through the shuttered windows and barricaded doors. As the band's trumpeter blew a note, the beams collapsed and virtually everyone left in the building was crushed or smothered. Barnes and nine members of his band were among the 209 deaths that night at the Natchez Rhythm Club. Barnes' heroism inspired numerous tribute songs. He was eulogized throughout the black press that he'd used so expertly to develop his career and open the Chitlin circuit for business. His last stand was compared to that of the orchestra on deck of the Titanic, but his Chicago Defender colleagues described his legacy best. They wrote, "Coming from a section of the country where few of the big-name bands played, he struck upon the idea of making an annual tour of the South. He soon became the idol of this section." Though Barnes' effort to save the Rhythm Club had been in vain, his life had not. By the time he died, a vibrant nightlife world had grown across the strolls of Black America that Barnes had so evocatively written of. And the stage was set for new sounds to emerge. For Beale Street Caravan, this is Preston Lauterbach, author of The Chitlin Circuit and The Road to Rock and Roll.
We want to remind our listeners you can find Beale Street Caravan on all the social media outlets.
Go to our website at BealeStreetCaravan.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter to find out where the caravan is going to be next.
You can also keep up with Beale Street Caravan via our podcast that's available through iTunes.
We have to take a quick break for local announcements, but stick around. There's a lot more music to come.
You're listening to The Sounds of Memphis on Beale Street Caravan. AutoZone is proud to support Beale Street Caravan and other arts organizations that strengthen the greater Memphis community. Parts are just part of what we do. AutoZone.com.
Beale Street Caravan is also supported by awards from the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Tennessee Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, and Tennessee Tourism. TennesseeVacation.com. The soundtrack of America was made in Tennessee. We're back, and for those of you just tuning in, this week's episode features Cedric Burnside in a performance recorded in Greenville, Mississippi at the Mighty Mississippi Music Festival during Bridging the Blues.
Before we get back to the music, we're going to hear from Cedric himself. We had a chance to sit down and catch up. Let's hear what he had to say.
Well, actually, I played the Bonafide Festival in Memphis yesterday.
Okay.
And it was awesome. It was amazing. And the couple days before that, I did a couple workshops at the Stax Academy for the kids. That was amazing as well. Yeah.
Awesome.
So we come to Memphis to hang out and listen to that good music and just jam out, you know?
Okay, so it's close enough that it's part of the community.
Oh yes. Oh yes. I was about 5-6 years old. My big daddy, R.L. Burnside, you know, he played his whole life pretty much, and you know, me growing up as a kid, I used to hear him pill around on the guitar all the time, you know, practicing and doing the house parties. So I would have to say about 5 years old, I can remember, you know, hearing the blues. At that time, we didn't have a radio, You know, my big daddy was our music, you know.
Okay.
We had a raggedy old piece of TV, but we didn't have a radio until I was about 9, 10 years old, actually, man. Believe it or not. We was very active, very active. And especially when the house parties came on. Oh, yeah, man. Active and trying to play a little bit and dancing.
Yeah.
Little kids with no rhythm. Well, you know, growing up as a kid, my big daddy played, you know, a lot of music for us. And I remember Muddy Waters was one of the musicians. He would play for us a lot. And also Lightning Hopkins and Howlin' Wolf. So, yeah, I love all those cats, man. I grew up with Junior Kimbrough. I love his music. Paul Wyn Jones, you know, T-Mall Ford. All those cats, man, was they, you know, they warm my heart. They're a big part of my heart and a big part of, you know, who I listen to today, you know. It was something, man. It was a beautiful experience. It was very, you know, inspiring. Sometimes it was even scary. Because, you know, the old cats, they love to drink the moonshine, you know, and do the things. And sometimes they'll get into a little argument, and I don't know how, you know, bad it's going to escalate, so I might get a little nervous. But I wouldn't give nothing up. You know, I wouldn't change anything. Being on the road with those cats was, you know, it was beautiful. And it was like a whole another 12 years of schooling on the road, you know. It was the first time I ever, on my own, was nominated for a Grammy, you know. For the work I did. I was nominated one time with my big daddy, Burnside on Burnside. That CD was nominated for a Grammy. And that, you know, that made me happy, but nothing like this, you know. My own stuff, my own music, you know. It was beautiful. Well, I'm looking between December and January. That's when I have a little more time off, around about the 2 or 3 week range, which, you know, that's what I need. So sometime around December, January, and hopefully I can have it out by next spring,
okay.
You know. So, yeah, look for it. You can go to my website, CedricBurnside.net, and you can see all my dates, everywhere I'm going. If you like my music, you can go to CD Baby, Amazon, you know, iTunes.
Yeah,
get them everywhere. Get them everywhere. You know, I love to see my fellow, you know, musician family do their thing, you know. And I always say it's a long time waiting because this music, it has to go on, you know, no matter what kind of music it is, you know. Delta blues, Chicago blues, Texas blues. Thanks a lot, man. It has to go on. And to see young blues lovers, you know, like myself and Mr. Sip and, you know, Jerica Singleton and Homemade Jams, I just love to see the music go on with the young people. You know?
Here's more from Cedric Burnside at the Mighty Mississippi Music Festival live on Bill Street Caravan.
Hold that door, poor bad man, ain't got change in the world. Hey, Mr. Bill, girl got drunk, don't hold down the door. See that world laugh there. Dream I'm going, know my baby there.
heat of my praise by my bed. Woman, I got cherry red. Won't no heat of my praise by my bed. Woman, I got heat of cherry red. Can I say it again? Need no heat of fireplace by my bed. Woman, I got cherry red. Won't no heat of fireplace by my bed. Woman, I got keep me cherry red. Woman, I got keep me cherry red. Woman, I got keep me cherry red. Woman, I got keep me cherry. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Till them two don't nobody boogie like me and you. We're gonna boogie, we're gonna boogie to the break of day.
before daylight is here. Let's do it all again. Hey, everybody, let's do it all again. Do the road. Do the road. Do the broad daylight. Broad daylight again. Love you, babe. Love you, girl.
Love you, babe. Love you, girl.
Yeah. This white lightning gun going to my head, and it will get there, I swear. This white lightning gun going to my head, this white lightning gun going to my head. And I swear to get down. This white lightning gun going to my head. How about it for Mr. Kenny Brown, y'all? How about it? Back a bunch of memories. How many of y'all know that Kenny Brown raised me on the road? This white lightning gun go to my head. This white lightning gun going to my head, and it will get there. Here we go, y'all. This white lightning gun going to my head, yeah. Thank y'all so much. Cedric Burnside Project. How about a room for Kenny Brown, y'all? Thank y'all so much.
That was Cedric Burnside at the Mighty Mississippi Music Festival live on Beale Street Caravan.
For more info about Cedric, go to cedricburnside.net. Be sure to check out the tour schedule. Chances are he's coming to your part of the world soon.
Again, the performances for today's program were captured during Bridging the Blues, a celebration of the music and culture of Memphis and the Delta region spanning several weeks every fall.
Find out more at bridgingtheblues.com.
Special thanks to our supporters, AutoZone, the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, Arts Memphis, the Tennessee Arts Commission, Tennessee Tourism, and Bridging the Blues for their support in making Beale Street Caravan possible.
We'd like to remind our listeners to please show your support for public broadcasting. You're just not going to find programming like this anywhere else.
We want to remind our listeners that you can find Beale Street Caravan on all the social media outlets. Do you love Memphis music? Tell us why and use hashtag IListenToMemphis. Or keep up with us on our podcast at iTunes.
Visit our website at BealeStreetCaravan.com to sign up for our monthly newsletter. You can find out where the caravan's gonna be next.
And if you can't meet us there, we'll be back right here next week, so we'll see you then. I'm Pat Mitchell-Worley.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
You've been listening to the sounds of Memphis on Beale Street Caravan.
Hey, this is Kevin Cubbins, your co-host on Beale Street Caravan. Next time on the program, we'll have Cedric Burnside with us. Also joining us will be writer Preston Lauterbach to discuss his book, The Chitlin' Circuit and the Road to Rock and Roll. That's all coming up next time on Beale Street Caravan.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sand Point above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor. Featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
don't you know that I love you? Honest, I do.